Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned the Yud Ches in Masechtas Be'ah. So the topics we learned about today include how Bnei Yisrael were metar themselves for the regal in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. A discussion regarding the halacha forbidding one to immerse the impure kelim on Yom Tov, and the sources for this gezerah. The issa of refuah on Shabbos, and several related halachas, and the concept of hoil, since, and how we apply this in making halachic decisions. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include tahara b'chag. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah teaches that Chayiv Adam Lataras Asma Beregel. The Gemara learns this Chayiv Av from the Pasuk of Uvenevlasim Loisigo, which the Chum interpreted to refer to the obligation of purifying oneself before Yom Tov. There is a Machlikis Rishonim as to whether this Chayiv is a Chayiv Dairaisa or a Chayiv Drabban. Hashaka. Hashaka is a method of purification that works specifically for water. If tummy water touches the waters of a mikvah, the impure water becomes pure by token of the fact that they have merely touched the pure water of the mikvah. They in essence become one with the waters of the mikvah, and therefore are also referred to as Zriya. Megav legav. One who immerses his kelim to use them for chulim purposes, and then changes his mind and intends to use them for truma purposes, he must immerse the kelim again for this higher level of tahara. As this immersion merely serves to increase the tahara on an already Torah vessel, our Mishnah teaches that such an immersion would be permissible on Yom Tov, as it's not considered a tikkun kli. Michabur lechabur. If one immerses in the mikvah with the intention to eat his carbon pesach with a certain group of people, and then changes his mind and wishes to eat with his carbon pesach with a different group, he does not need to immerse again in the mikvah. If he wishes to do so, he may immerse even on Yom Tov, as since this immersion is not required, it's not considered tikkun on Yom Tov. Avat tumah. Except for a mess, a corpse, which is an avia voisa tumah, although the original sources of tumah are called an avat tumah, father of tumah. This can be a person, such as the Zab, Zava, Nida, Mitzera, or an object, such as a Sheretz or a Nevela. Vlad HaTumah. An Avatumah can transmit Tumah to a person or object, which becomes a Rushan LaTumah, also known as a Vlad HaTumah. A Vlad HaTumah can only be Metame food and drink, which then becomes a Sheini LaTumah. A Sheini LaTumah cannot be Metame Chulin, only Truma and Kodesh. However, the Chacham wear Geyser on the liquids of Vlad HaTumah, that they can be Metame people and Kalim, as a xerah for fluids from a zav and zava, which are metame people and kalim from the Torah. Harama. Harama refers to using a halachic heter as a way to exempt oneself from performing a mitzvah or from transgressing a sin. Generally, the Chacham were not happy with those who utilize harama, but would allow it in difficult circumstances. Refuah b'Shabbos. As a general rule, medicines or cures are forbidden on Shabbos. This and issa d'rabbanan that was instituted in times of the Gemara, when most medicines were derived by crushing herbs and plants, which is forbidden on Shabbos. While the reason for the gezeirah may no longer apply, the gezeirah and the issa remains in force, as we have learned earlier in this Masechta on Daf Hei, that no future bezin has the ability to rescind any laws or customs instituted by the earlier Chacham, unless they are greater than the first bezin in wisdom or in number. This is true even if the original reasoning for the takana is no longer applicable.